alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a hearty and warm welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. And I am your host, Sister Amara, and delighted to be back on air after my Hajj journey. And in the studio with me is Auntie Khadija Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Khadija. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We very well, Sister Amara, and it's so nice to have you back on air again.
Jazakallah. It feels good to be back, yes, indeed, yes. To my family, my extended family, my friends, my colleagues here at Radio Islam, the Radio Islam family, that's you, the listeners, to all my Hajj companions listening out there, even to all those that I do not know, may Allah Ta'ala accept all your du'as and ibadat. Ameen. And I would also like to thank my dear friends and colleagues, Sister Zinat and Sister Zakira and Sarmia, for sitting in for me during my absence. Jazakallah khair to both the ladies as well. And Khadija, I missed you a lot.
Oh, we really did miss you also, just so much, Amara. I hope you had a wonderful trip.
Gee, beautiful, alhamdulillah, very, very beautiful Hajj. Indeed, yes, may Allah accept our Hajj, may Allah accept our du'as, may Allah accept our ibadat, and to all those who have been for Hajj as well, and to those who haven't been, may Allah Ta'ala take them, and to those who have been, may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala take you again and again. Ameen, inshallah. Well, let's look forward to in today's program. We begin with the health segment. Ways to stay hydrated during the heat wave. It's a heat wave here indeed, yes. And I think everybody needs to stay hydrated. So we're going to be sharing with you some ways to stay hydrated. Then in our homemaking segment, old-fashioned kitchen tools. Now, many of the old-fashioned kitchen tools were used manually, no batteries, no electricity, and some of them we still have in our kitchens. And the cooking segment, some hints and tips on how to make this lovely summer salads, and we're sharing with you some lovely recipes on a collection of summer salad recipes. We're sharing with you a watermelon salad, an avocado and strawberry salad, cubed mango, Waldorf salad, and oranges and China fruit. And that brings to mind, in fact, in MENA, that we're actually having oranges and China fruit.
Okay.
Because we make sure we take China fruit with, and you could actually get lots of oranges, bananas, and apples. So oranges were actually kept for the China fruit, and we used to actually have that. Then the question we're asking you today is, what old-fashioned tools do you have in your kitchen? Do you use them regularly or keep them for sentimental or decoration reasons? You can interact with us on the following platforms: 011-854-1548. That's a live on air number to call. Then the WhatsApp or SMS number is 082-565-8648. A tweet at Amara Radio Islam or Instagram Amara _ Mullah. Well, it's a heat wave out there till Sunday, and here are some tips to actually stay hydrated during the heat wave. They say pay attention to the subtle signs your body sends. If you start to feel fatigued, if you've lost your appetite, if you are flushed and lightheaded, it may be time to pour a tall glass of water and drink it. Also, if you're starting to feel thirsty, try and have lots and lots of water. And if you're tired of drinking the plain old simple glass of water, toss in some fruit like lemon, lime or berries. And that also actually helps you a lot. Even a slice of cucumber added to your glass of water.
Yes,
keeps you hydrated.
Even some mint also is very good.
Mint is good as well. And also they say actually stay away from caffeine or carbonated drinks as well, because that just increases, you know, it doesn't actually take away the thirst and doesn't keep you hydrated all the time. Also try and have fruits and vegetables with high water content like watermelon and lettuce, even your spanspek, your melons. They're actually quite nice. And also foods to actually have during the heat wave is tomatoes, leafy greens, berries, you get strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, and cranberries as well. Then coconut water, it's not only delicious but and full of health benefits, but also has a wealth of cooling properties.
Yes, they call it in Gujarati, taropa. That's the coconut water that you get.
And you can have it nice and cold.
It's so nice when it's cold. It's really very nice.
And then also melon. Cool melon quenches even the most intense thirst. And the fruit is abundant throughout the summer months. Mm-hmm. In fact, you get such lovely sweet melons now.
Beautiful.
The spanspek, the sweet melons. And you can even make juice out of it.
Oh, it comes very nice.
Then celery is good. Spicy peppers. Now, all this... Although this may be the last thing you fancy in hot weather, curries and chilies can stimulate heat receptors in the mouth, and it also enhances circulation and cause sweating, which cools the body down. Mm. And they say chrysanthemum tea is also good.
Yeah, you get the chrysanthemum tea. It's very nice, actually.
Mm-hmm. And then broccoli. Love it or hate it, broccoli is good for you. It is known as a smart carb and is high in fiber, which aids digestion, maintains low sugar, and prevents constipation. Mm. And obviously, drink lots and lots of water. And another very cooling thing is your water sorbet.
Yes.
Put your grated grass in and your tukmuria seed.
Very nice. That is really very nice.
Very cooling, very refreshing as well.
First quencher, yes.
It's a thirst. And you must have it nice and cold.
Cold.
You put some rose syrup, some elachi syrup. Mm. And people have different ways of making it.
Yeah.
So that is definitely a thirst quencher. Let's go for the first break. When we come back, we're going to go on to our home making segment. Stay tuned.
سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله 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 All thanks are due to Him, the Lord of all the worlds. All praise is due to Him. For the mercy He gives us all. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. To Him belongs the universe. To Him belongs the stars. To Him belongs all life forms, to Him belongs our hearts. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Every day we should pray, 5 times a day. For His pleasure and bounty, and His most righteous way.
You are listening to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Let's now go on to our homemaking segment, and we're talking old-fashioned kitchen tools. Now, Auntie Gretchen, we knew the old-fashioned kitchen tools were used manually, no battery operated, no electricity, and it was just used like that. If we take a percolator, you know those
yes.
old enamel?
those enamel ones,
yes.
you know?
And they were actually white, you get red.
You could leave them on the side of the black stoves also. And
yes.
You keep it on the stove all the time, especially in the winter months.
Okay. Then you talk about the manual scale as well.
Mm.
That scale actually never had kilos, it had ounces.
Ounces
so basically
pounds.
You to work out.
Yes. Yes.
You know how many ounces and pounds make a kilo.
Mm-hmm.
And the question we're asking you today is, what old-fashioned tools do you have in your kitchen? Do you use them regularly or keep them for sentimental or decorative reasons? We'd love to hear from you. 011-854-1548. Our engineer Ziad is standing by to take your calls, and you can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. A tweet at Amara Radio Islam or Instagram Amara _Mullah. Then a thermometer as well.
Yes. A thought just came to my mind about the egg beater.
Oh,
remember
yes.
the old with the hand beater. I think my mother still has one, and she still uses it when she mixes her curry and that. So
I still got it.
So
I still use it.
Okay, we don't use it anymore. We use the whiskin, whatever it is.
I still have one. Yes,
that's very old also.
Okay, then they say the pepper grinder as well.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, and okay, let's take our first call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam, Tamara.
Walaikum salam. How are you, Parukaya?
Alhamdulillah. We are so very happy to have back on Radio Islam.
Jazakallah.
And I hope Allah Pak has accepted all your namazes, ibadahs, while you were in Makkah, and all your du'as too, inshallah.
Ji, ameen, ameen.
And all the hujjats too. I hope Allah Pak has accepted all of the ibadahs too, and accepted hajj for all the Muslim people that were there. And those who have passed away, Allah Pak gives them the highest of blessings and the fritters. I used to always make du'a for them. And Sister Amara, we miss you. We really miss you and your program. And your little and your beautiful voice in Radio Islam. May Allah bless you, reward you, and keep you always like that. And inshallah, one day I will meet you at Radio Islam. And inshallah, Sister Amara, make dua for us still, because Allah still accepts all your du'as you make.
Ameen to all your du'as, Apa Rukaya. Inshallah, ameen.
Inshallah, and may Allah bless you and all the staff of Radio Islam too, the engineers, the presenters, the Mawlanas, and keep you well and happy, and Allah will grant all of you the highest places in Jannat of Fitr. That's my dua for you. Jazakallah khairan.
Ameen, Sister Rukaya. And the best of du'as for you as well. And Jazakallah for the call and for your lovely words of inspiration. Allah reward you in abundance. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen.
Let's go to our second caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. And how are you, Sister Amara?
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah for calling in, Sister.
Oh, Jazakallah, Sister Amara. We really enjoy your program. Sister Amara, I'm calling on behalf of my mommy.
Mm-hmm.
She's got an item from her daddy's time. It's called a portloo. And they use it for rotis. It's a wooden round board.
Mm-hmm.
And she still uses it on like a daily basis whenever she makes rotis.
Okay, lovely. I can actually remember picture it, you know, in my mind. It's like a board which actually had those 3 tiers on it. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Okay. And now, you know, we're so modernized, we just make roti on the
marble
on the marble slab.
Yes, no, my mommy hates using the marble. She has to have the board.
Okay, Sister.
I think her rotis will come out better if it's on the board.
Okay, yes, indeed, yes. Jazakallah for calling in, Sister.
Jazakallah so much, Sister Amara.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
This sister says, Assalamu alaikum, welcome back. Old fashioned tool hand, Mansa.
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's go to our next call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, Sister Amara and Auntie Khadija.
How are you, Auntie Rabia?
Alhamdulillah. How was your Hajj, Samara?
Alhamdulillah, very, very beautiful.
Dua for us.
Chi, ameen, ameen, I did, chi.
Inshallah. We miss you.
Jazakallah.
I miss you a lot, but I told you, I have, Thursday morning, you're my company for the morning. after Mulana Habib Bhuvat, you're my company.
Jazakallah for your kind words, while Sister.
I'm in the kitchen. I told you, my old-fashioned knife sharpener.
Mm-hmm.
And my old fashioned, this thing, as you say, egg beater.
Yes.
I still use my egg beater for beating my curry, for beating a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it days me out when there's no electricity.
Especially now with the load shedding.
Yes.
So easy, yes.
Yes, it's quite old and it's keeping me, it's like going strong still.
Mm-hmm.
As for the roti board.
Hmm.
I still like the old-fashioned roti board, but I have to make do with a plastic board now. I don't have marble tops. That also, and my mother still uses that old-fashioned cast iron, what we call it, you know, the stamper, we call
kundi.
It a manduster.
A kundi.
The kundi also, she used to use it, but not anymore now. At one stage, but the iman duster, the one to grind like big spices before you grind it in a coffee grinder, because the coffee grinder is going to break.
Okay, Sister.
Like your singora, whole singora. Mm. When you tell her, come here, go buy the ready ground one. No, we don't know whether they're sticking all over the thing now. From
okay, Sister Rabia. Jazakallah for calling in.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
And then there was the manual timer. You remember that one, Antiquator?
Yes. Okay. One.
Then also the manual grater.
Yeah.
I still use a manual grater.
Even I like the manual grater.
And then there was the...
The hand mincer.
the hand mincer.
In the olden days, we could never put things in the freezer.
And then you tighten it under the table.
Under the table, yes.
And you tighten it, and you can actually make the custard biscuit from there.
Oh, absolutely divine.
What about a collapsible steamer?
Yes, you get that also to steam all your bacteria.
I'm not sure if you get it now.
You do get it, I think. You do get it, Stalchi.
Then the manual coffee grinder. And what about the colander, the cone colander?
Yeah. Even that's an old one, yes.
Mm-hmm. Then we're talking about the apple peeler.
Mm.
Apple peeler as well. And then the manual can opener.
Yes.
I still use a manual.
Even I also use.
I don't like the electric ones.
I can't work with the electric one. Then you get that old-fashioned thing, gadget to mash your potato also.
Yes. The old-fashioned manual can opener is the best.
It is the best.
The new ones, no.
No,
it's just not on.
It just doesn't
work. It breaks, it's just not strong enough, yes. And then the pastry cutter as well.
Yes.
Then you're talking about the pressure canner. Not like a pressure cooker. It's called a pressure canner. And the potato masher. I still have the potato masher.
I also have the potato masher. And I still only use the potato masher. And mashes the potatoes very nice.
Very nice, yes. Okay. Now, you're talking about the old-fashioned kitchen tools, yes. And I've got lots and lots of messages also. Lots and lots of messages saying welcome back. And message of Hajmakpur, Jazakara to all those who send that in as well. Then Sister Hava says, my mom-in-law still has the egg beater. She says her daughter took it to school recently for a technology lesson.
Mm.
So that's quite interesting indeed, yes. And this one says, I have a stone pestle and mortar, an egg beater, a knife sharpener, and a board for rolling roti, and I use all of that as well. So let's go for another break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with you some hints and tips on making the summer salad. Stay tuned.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
Invest up to 30,000 Rand per year in a Sharia compliant tax-free savings account with 27-4 investment managers. You can now invest in our top performing Sharia compliant unit trusts, knowing that all capital gains and dividends you earn are completely tax-free and have access to your money at any time. Grow your money tax-free by calling us today on 011-442-2464 or visit 274.com. 274 Investment Managers is an authorized financial services provider.
You don't have to go to India to experience exotic spices. Come to Mars Spice. We select the best. We clean the best. You get the best. Dana, Jiru, Garam Masala, Maschachas Mexican Manchurian Spices. Bring your daddy and your nanny to Mars Spice. Turn your cooking into a fine art. Come visit us at Mars Spice. 33 Concord Place, Venezia. 011-854-3256. Behind Jamia Masjid.
The cheaper, faster and safer way of cooking. Yes, that's Snappy Chef. Snappy Chef specializes in a wide range of induction stoves, including a two-plate Snappy Chef gas stove, top quality cookware, kettles and much more. Phone Snappy Chef in Pretoria on 012-997-1612. That's 012-997-1612. Or visit www.snappychef.co.za. Snappy Chef, the cheaper, faster and safe way of cooking in South Africa.
You are tuned to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to the cooking segment of the program. And today we're talking about a selection of summer salads and just a few hints and tips on making your summer salads. And I think we're actually going to be sharing with the listeners a watermelon salad, an avocado and strawberry salad. Then we're going to go on to the world of salad, the mango, and the oranges and China fruit. So when you're making your watermelon salad, do you have to basically just cut it up and then consume at the same time?
Actually better, yes. Because you see what lots of water comes out from there. So you have to try and make it as, like, you know. As soon as you, before you're having your meals.
Okay. Now, I've never ever heard about a watermelon salad.
It's very nice.
Okay.
It's
then we're going to be sharing with you an avocado and strawberry salad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the same goes for the avocado and strawberry.
You have to make it like On the last four of the moment.
Okay. Then I love the cubed mango. Cubed pineapple and scalloped pepper, the cubed mango.
Very refreshing.
And you put your achar masala.
Yes. Oh, it's very nice. It is really very nice.
And then the world of salad as well.
Yes, there's more apple salad with pecans in it, and that and also a nice salad. You know what, now that summer is in and you can't really eat lots of curries and all that, salad goes absolutely really very nice.
Okay, coming back to the watermelon, what would you look out for when you're buying a lovely sweet watermelon?
You have to see it to a nice, you know what, you have to ask your green grocer, like, you know, if it's a nice sweet watermelon, and try and not buy too much of a watermelon. They normally sell it in quarters. If you feel it's more than sufficient, you rather buy fresh than to buy a whole one and let it stay in the fridge.
And that would be for avocados and strawberries. Avocado, you can just buy it.
Yes.
And then to get it ripe quickly. I think it gets ripe so quickly.
It does.
Heat.
Now
yes.
That it's so hot, it ripens very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can prepare all your stuffs before the time and just assemble it before you're having your meal.
For mangoes, I haven't seen ripe mangoes.
Actually, it's not out as yet.
There's green achar mangoes out.
Yes. Achar mangoes. And even if the mangoes are out, they're not as nice though. So mm-hmm. You mustn't buy it as yet.
Okay. And oranges, again, once again, are plentiful
yes.
Indeed.
True.
So we're going to actually go on to the rest segment of the program. Thereafter, we'll be taking all your messages on WhatsApp and SMS and Twitter, and then maybe opening the lines again. So I hope you have your pens and papers ready for all these lovely recipes. We're sharing with you a selection of summer salads. It's a watermelon salad, avocado and strawberry, cubed mango, Waldorf salad, and oranges and China fruit. So let's begin with the watermelon salad, Auntie Karicha.
Okay, for the watermelon salad, you need a quarter watermelon cubed and deseeded, 1 cucumber cubed, about 3 rings of feta cheese cubed. You toss the ingredients together. You pour over the dressing just before you serve. Now for the dressing, you need balsamic or regular vinegar, lemon juice, salt, sugar, a little olive oil, mixed herbs. And you whisk all this and pour over the salad and you enjoy. It's a very simple recipe.
Simple.
It's a refreshing recipe.
Mm-hmm. So for the watermelon salad, you will require a quarter watermelon cubed and deseeded, 1 cucumber cubed, about 3 rings of feta cheese cubed. You toss ingredients together. Pour over dressing just before serving. And for the dressing, you need balsamic or regular vinegar, lemon juice, salt, sugar, a little olive oil, some mixed herbs. You whisk and you pour over salad and enjoy. Now the amount, you basically have to judge.
You have to judge according to the amount that you're making.
And it's best to make this beforehand?
Yes. You can prepare the dressing before the time.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a lot of water comes out from the watermelon.
Even cucumbers?
Even the cucumbers. You can cube them and keep them in a colander. And then just before serving, you chop up your feta cheese and you just mix it.
And make sure it's nice and cold as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when can you serve? When would the ideal time for you to serve the watermelon salad? Like, is it just for a meal on its own?
It's actually nice for a braai. Or for a function also you can have it, depending what you're having, even for a supper if you want to have.
Okay. Yes. Now we go on to the next recipe, it's avocado and strawberry salad.
Okay, for the avocado and strawberry salad, it's 1 packet of mixed lettuce, a handful of strawberries, cucumber slices, 1 avocado slice, a handful of roasted pine nuts or any other nuts, a handful of raisins. The method, you arrange your lettuce leaves on a platter, then you arrange your cucumber, sliced strawberries, and you slice the avocado, sprinkle the nuts and the raisins. You make a dressing with salt, pepper, a pinch of sugar, lemon juice, and olive oil, and you drizzle it over the salad.
Mm-hmm. So this is a very different salad again,
yes.
Very tasty one, very refreshing one,
yes.
And a filling one indeed.
Yes.
So it's avocado and strawberry salad. It's 1 packet of mixed lettuce, a handful of strawberries, cucumber slices, 1 avocado sliced, a handful of roasted pine nuts or any other nuts, a handful of raisins, Now for the method, you arrange lettuce leaves on a platter, then arrange cucumber, sliced strawberries and sliced avocado, sprinkle the nuts and raisins. Make a dressing with salt, pepper, a pinch of sugar, lemon juice and olive oil and drizzle over salad. So, Adikriti, a packet of mixed lettuce is the one you actually normally get, the reddish leaf one.
Yes, you just arrange it on a platter and then you put all your other ingredients on top of it. And again, if you don't want to use the packet lettuce, you can use your normal lettuce, which you just soak in ice cold water, and then just arrange it on your platter, and you put all your other ingredients on top.
So I think if you soak your lettuce in ice cold water, it remains crispy as well.
Oh, it definitely does.
Okay.
It does.
Then I have to say, you mustn't actually cut your lettuce up with a knife, with a steel knife.
You get the plastic knives, actually, that they use for salad, to cut the
salad, the
lettuce leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It works really very well.
Right. And now we go to the next recipe, it's cubed mango.
Yes, for the cubed mango salad, it's you cubed your pineapple and some color pepper. You can julienne it also, no amounts, but you can estimate for about 3 cups of mango. I'd say 1 cup of pineapple and a half cup of peppers. You can use all 3 color peppers. You sprinkle a nice amount of methi masala on it. And then put sweet chili sauce. Then you make a vagar with mustard seeds and curry leaves. Give it a good stir and you enjoy. It's a very, very, very simple recipe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really a nice, you know what, it's more Indianish because
of the methi masala.
Yes.
Right. And now that you don't have ripe mangoes yet, you can just use a pineapple and a green pepper.
Yes, you can do that.
What about adding up apple to it?
Again, it's your choice. You can even use a red onion in it. It just makes it look so colorful.
Okay.
Gee.
Mm-hmm. So for the cubed mango, you cubed pineapple and some color green peppers. You can julienne it as well.
Mm-hmm.
No amounts, but you can estimate for about 3 cups mango. And I'd say 1 cup pineapple and half cup peppers. Sprinkle a nice amount of methi masala on it and put sweet chili sauce. Then make wagar with mustard seeds and curry leaves. Give it a good stir and enjoy. This is so, so tasty.
So simple, but so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I think it will be enjoyed by many at home.
Yes.
This is those a child lovers as well. Then we go on to the next recipe. It's called the Waldorf salad.
Okay. For the Waldorf salad, you need 2 red apples cubed, a half a cucumber de-seeded and cubed, a half a cup of pecan nuts chopped, 1 ring of feta cubed. Combine in a bowl. Then you pour the dressing. Is you take half a cup of cream fraiche or sour cream, a half a cup of mayonnaise, a tablespoon of sugar, a quarter teaspoon of fresh ground red chilies, fresh ground pepper, quarter teaspoon salt. You whisk and add to the above ingredients. You shred lettuce, leaves and line a bowl. Pour the dressed salad over just before serving.
Very nice.
Again, in this Waldorf salad, I see I forgot to mention some grapes. You can add grapes in it also.
You just put grapes over.
Yes, it's also very nice if you want to add some grapes in.
Okay. So for the Waldorf salad, it's 2 red apples cubed. That's 2 red apples cubed. A half a cucumber de-seeded and cubed. A half a cucumber de-seeded and cubed. A half a cup pecans, that's chopped. 1 ring feta cubed. That's 1 ring feta cheese cubed. Now you combine that in a bowl. Now if you're dressing, you take a half a cup of cream fraiche or sour cream. A half a cup mayonnaise. 1 tablespoon sugar. 1 tablespoon vinegar. A quarter teaspoon fresh ground red chilies, fresh ground pepper, and a quarter teaspoon salt. You whisk and add to the above. Then you shred lettuce leaves and line in a bowl. Pour dressed salad over just before serving. This salad must be looking so lovely. Set it out, you know, the color.
Yes. It's so pretty. It looks pretty, but it tastes just so nice because of the sour. It's a creamy mixture.
Mm, lovely.
It's got the sour cream and the mayonnaise, so it really makes it.
So she might just make it and eat it up at the same time. You can't still leave it, you know.
Like I tell you, now in the summer months, you know, a salad, just even for a light lunch, goes very well.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Now for the favorite is oranges and China fruit.
Okay, for that salad, you take 8 oranges, you wash and you cut into slices, place in a serving dish, then in a pot you put 200 grams of China fruit, 1 cup sugar, 2 cups water. You boil it on low heat for about 30 minutes. When cool, pour over the oranges. Allow to stand overnight in the fridge. Tangy and sweet, yummy in oranges season.
This is very different.
It is, but it's so nice. Oh, especially with children, they just love it. You know what? It gives a nice, sweet, sour, tangy flavor.
You know the oranges and China fruit, I know, he's taking the orange, cutting it in half, and putting the China fruit in the middle.
Yes. Now,
this is different.
This is totally different. You peel the orange, you slice them in slices.
Mm-hmm.
And then you make the syrup and you pour it over.
And you take the whole pot China fruit?
Whole pot China fruit and just put it in. So if you want to have a China fruit, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. So you take oranges and China fruit, you take 8 oranges, wash, and cut into slices, place in a serving dish. In a pot, put 200 grams China fruit, 1 cup sugar, 2 cups water. Boil on low heat for about 30 minutes. When cooled, pour over oranges. Allow to stand overnight in fridge. Tangy and sweet, yummy in oranges season. So
that
this is ideal, and I think this is going to be a hit.
It's
a definite hit.
It is.
I'm going to try it out, you
please
know.
Please do.
I hope I still got China fruit at home. I think I took all to Mecca, and we enjoyed it so much, too,
no,
you know.
It is. You know, when you come to Baltong and China fruit and things like that, you really, really enjoy it, especially when you go on the 5 days.
Aziziyah, Nina, and Arafat.
Exactly.
You're actually looking for it all because it was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
The 5 days was very, very hot. And everybody look for something sourish, you
sourish.
Know, which is actually good, yes. Let's go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be taking your messages on WhatsApp and SMS. Then we're still going to be opening the lines. Yeah, I can open the lines again. We can still take your call, 011-854-1548. And the question we're asking you today is, what old-fashioned tools do you have in your kitchen? Do you use them regularly or keep them for sentimental or decorative reasons? And you can also SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. Stay tuned.
There are over 210 million orphans globally. We can't help all of them. But what if we each just helped one? The Al Imdad Foundation now gives you an opportunity to help just one orphan in any of 9 countries. For just 500 Rand per month, you can help safeguard the dignity of an orphan by assisting them with basic needs such as food, clothing, shelter, medical care, and education. Our orphan sponsorship program allows you to track the progress of your orphan through regular feedback. Make a difference in the life of an orphan today. Visit alimdad.com or call 0861-786-243.
The Lalesia Muslim Association, your partner in fulfilling your responsibility of granting your child the greatest gift of basic Faratini education. We urge you not to compromise on this need of your child, which will be Thawabi Jariya for you. The Lalesia Muslim Association invites you to earn Thawabi Jariya by educating a learner at only 250 per month or part thereof. A few rands in the LMA 10 will keep the wheels turning of serving Mjesa and Masjid.
Shama Spice World of Indonesia has the following specials. Sana Stella Brown Basmati Rice 5 kilograms, 99.90. Sana Super Kernel Low GI Basmati Rice 5 kilo, 95 rand. Steer Sauces 375 mils, 14 rand. Ariel Otto 2 kilograms, 48 rand. Cool Baked Beans 410 grams, 3 for 22.50. Royal Baking Powder 200 grams, 13 rand. Close Up Toothpaste Red 125 mils, 3 for 20 rand. Now in stock, a wide range of Amina's masalas and marinades. Get Shama Spice World. Contact 011-852-5568.
You are listening to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let's go to our call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Sister, can you just repeat the mango salad and the China fruit salad.
Okay, sister, you can put your phone down. You can listen on air.
Okay.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, the mango one.
Okay, for the mango salad, it's you cube pineapple and some colored peppers. you can julienne strip them, then there's no amounts, but you can estimate for about 3 cups of mango. I'd say 1 cup of pineapple and a 1/2 cup of peppers. You sprinkle a nice amount of methi masala on it. You put sweet chili sauce. Then you make a vagar with mustard seeds and curry leaves. You give it a good stir and you enjoy.
And the oranges and china fruit?
Okay, for the oranges and china fruit, it's you take 8 oranges, you wash and you cut in slices. Place it in a serving bowl. Then in a pot, you take 200 grams of china fruit, 1 cup of sugar, 2 cups of water. You boil on low heat for about 30 minutes. When cooled, pour over oranges. Allow to stand overnight in fridge. Tangy and sweet, yummy in oranges season.
This is definitely going to be a hit.
It is, I think so.
You know what comes to mind also? For those who maybe want to maybe earn extra money,
yes,
start of a home industry, here's a recipe for you to start off something.
Why not?
And we say Bismillah and Ezra grant you barakah.
I mean, yeah.
So there's a lovely recipe in Zakrat you want to create.
Not a problem.
Then Sister Aisha Dokrat from the Pasi in Botswana says, the oldest tool we have is a hand bread cutter and kundi from my nani time.
Yes, you remember the old hand bread cutter.
Bread cutter, yes. Mm. Then this one says,
it actually slices biltong also very nice.
Very nice, yes. But you have to be careful, you mustn't get cut. Must the oranges be peeled? Yes, the oranges must be peeled. Must it be sliced round?
Yes, you must slice them round.
Okay. Then I've got a message on which china fruit is best? The pitted one.
The pitted one. Any one that you like. But the pitted one is nice. And if you don't like the pitted one, you can even put the shredded one in.
You get the shredded one? Yes,
you get the shredded one.
It's actually quite very, very tasty indeed, yes. And, okay, then we've got one more here. Okay, I've got... Okay, this one says, I have a stone, pestle and mortar, and an egg beater, a knife sharpener, and a board for rolling roti.
Mm-hmm.
That's rolling
the board for the roti.
Yes, they call it a patlo.
Patlo, gee.
Yes. And I don't think, I think many people still have.
I don't know. Yes, one of the spice shops should have it still.
I think if you go to a spice shop in Durban.
In Durban.
They actually have it. Even here, maybe the Saratacho.
Probably, yes.
But now it's like so old fashioned, you know?
Yeah, people are more modernized and using the marble boards and things like that for making rotis.
Mm-hmm. And what I like about the old-fashioned ingredients, it didn't take any batteries,
no
electricity. So I think maybe it's coming back in fashion now because of our load shedding. So it actually we can actually use it up so much, you know. And then I've got another message here to please repeat the world of salad, Antikarija, before we end off today's program.
Okay, for the world of salad, it's 2 red apples cubed, 1/2 cup of cucumber, deseeded and cubed, 1/2 cup pecans, chopped, 1 ring feta cheese, cubed. Combine all this in a bowl. Then for the dressing is 1/2 cup of cream fraiche or sour cream, 1/2 cup mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon sugar, 1 tablespoon of vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon of fresh ground red chilies, freshly ground pepper, 1/4 teaspoon salt. You whisk all this and you add it to the above ingredients. You shred lettuce and you line it up, you line a bowl. You pour the dressed salad over just before serving.
Okay, let's go to our call online. It'll be our last caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah. Sister Fatima here. Sister Amara, I just want to tell you that I got a bread slicer, old bread slicer, where you put the bread in and then you turn
slice it, yes.
Yes, where you turn it around and you cut bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And are you still using it, sister?
I beg pardon?
Are you still using it?
Yes.
You're still using it?
Yes, I still have. I still use it now and again.
Okay. Do you only use it for bread or do you use it for anything else as well, sister?
For cheese. You can cut your cheese.
For cheese, ideas. Even bolognese.
Bolognese.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jazakallah for calling in, sister.
Okay then.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
That old bread slicer.
It works wonders. Honestly, it does.
For bolognese, for cheese, for bread.
Yes.
Boltong.
Boltong.
There's so many other things.
Yes, there is a lot of things that you can.
And Sister Rashida from Woodbank says, she got her late mom-in-law's old colander, which my aunt gave me. I use it so much. And my mom's old-fashioned coffee grinder for Tana Chiyo. I think, how were the old coffee grinders?
Okay, they were operated with a battery or electric coffee grinders, because no, but you get the one with the hands.
With the hands, yes.
To make the Dana Chiro. Yes, you do get the old ones.
And everything is so modernized.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
It's like everything, like we put everything in a major mix.
Yes. Life is so easy, but there is still no time.
Mm-hmm. And if it's too antiquated, there's no time, it's true. And also, you know, I think these old-fashioned tools that we actually have, we actually make it, keep it for sentimental value. Yes. So we don't even want to use it because we're so scared it's going to break.
Yes.
And then you won't have that memories of that person again. You know?
Yes.
So we leave it for sentimental value. And then Auntie Rashida said also, she says it's... the hand one. Then this one says, can these salads be eaten with rice dishes?
Actually, not really.
Okay.
Okay, it depends. If you want to, you can. But I think it's more for, you know, when you have a dry or things like you're having dry meat or something, then it goes very well with it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's entirely up to you.
Okay. And then somebody wants to know again, the lettuce, okay. How do you, what's the best way to actually buy and choose lettuce?
You see, the lettuce, the nicest part is you must feel the head of the lettuce when you're buying a lettuce. It must be a nice, well, you can feel it with your hand. It mustn't be a soft lettuce. It must be a bit hard, and you know, it's a nice, fresh green lettuce inside.
And to store the lettuce and fridge?
Well, you can put it in a Tupperware. It lasts very long, or even in a plastic packet, and you must keep it. You have to keep it in a fridge.
The block bag.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The block bag works also just so good.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be put in the fridge.
Is it a good idea to soak your lettuce? Okay, first thing I know is ice, cold water or ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then drain it out, put it into a salad spinner.
Yes, that's what I normally do. And it works absolutely wonders.
Because you're taking out all the liquid.
Yes, you have to take out all the water.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people dry it even on a cloth.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a good way, but I mean, the salad spinner works wonders.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much easier. And every drop of water comes out from the lettuce.
Okay. Then I got a message saying, why don't we share some achar recipes next week, since seeing it's mango season. So,
okay.
Inshallah, we will be sharing some achar recipes, yes.
Inshallah.
And it's mango season. I see green mangoes are full up. And this one says, great slicer can also be used for slicing fresh ginger into rings so it won't be stringy.
There you are. That's a good idea.
Very good idea. So I think if you've got an old thin time bread slicer, don't get rid of it. You can still use it up.
There's lots of uses that you can.
But I wonder if you actually get a blade. If you still get those blades.
I doubt it very much because it's quite
so
old.
So outdated, yes. So I think maybe use it, but use it very sparingly and
carefully.
Use it very carefully indeed, yes. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program. JazakAllah for all your messages as well. And we'd like to accept all your du'as as well.
Mm-hmm.
And inshallah, we'll be back with you next week, Tuesday. And next week, Tuesday, I'm going to have a special program, Memorable Hajj Moments.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, we're going to get callers to call in and sharing with us their memorable Hajj moments, as well as sharing my memorable Hajj moments. Indeed, I have many to share, yes.
Oh, yes. It will be good to hear it.
Yes, indeed. I think that's JazakAllah to you. It feels so good to be back again from Myanmar and Adikari Jai Prime.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.